At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'd just like to point out my Murray State Racers are leading your Duke Blue Devils 5-3 in the eighth. I think they are your.
No,
your
they're. I told you, only one of us has a bet on Murray State winning this series, and it's me.
Well, Murray State Racers are leading.
Jeff Baton Rouge, Jeff Durham's Blue Devils.
Yeah.
They are his Blue Devils, right?
Yeah, he likes Duke. His dad was a professor at Duke.
Always fun, though, because Jeff had alliances to Ohio State, Duke, and Texas.
Yeah, it's very suspect.
The Lakers, Cowboys, Yankees trifecta, but all for college.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he grew up out...
And to be fair, he has legitimate ties to all of them. There's reasons why.
He does have legitimate ties to all three, but you're right.
But it's boy, you could conveniently fall into a championship any year doing that.
Well, I just feel like I feel like Duke should be his one, not Texas and Ohio State. Because Texas and Ohio State, he worked in those markets, I think.
Yeah.
And that would be like you going to, I don't know, Tampa Bay and becoming a huge Rays fan. No, you're a Giants fan.
Yeah.
So you can't.
The Warriors were always my team, but now I'm a Blazers guy. I mean.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a better example. Although I had to bring Tampa into this, but yes, that's right. And he kept moving around with jobs and falling in love with... Yeah, you can't do that. If Iowa State sucked and Texas sucked, he wouldn't be famous.
I mean, in Texas, he took the city's name for his last name, right?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Jeff Austin. Well, anyway. Murray State up 5-3 in the eighth.
What's going on with Sid?
Well, she's got that bathwater soap out there, you know. And apparently they undersold it. Because she made... So, Sydney Sweeney, big jugs.
Yeah, big jugs. Popular with the young bros.
You thought I was going to say big actress.
Big actress? No,
actress.
I'm just saying. Sure. I thought you were going to say, like, viral hot or something like that, but I wasn't prepared for big jugs.
Well, that's what she's known for. She knows that. Sid Sweeney. Anyway, they
like some Bavarian milkers.
We talked about this a week or so ago, where she was she was going to put together a, because all the creeps ask her for her bathwater.
And the inception of this was actually that she was just doing, I want to say it was a Super Bowl ad, but she was a spokesperson for the company that was already making soap, this Dr. Squatch or whatever it was. And when people saw her in there, the internet joke became, "I'd pay for that bathwater." Because she was already, and then the company's like, "Oh, well, would you?"
And then they made soap. Yeah, so she had bathwater in the soap that they made.
So they kept that bathwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they put it in the soap.
So they sold 5,000 bars. So updating you, they sold 5,000 bars of her bathwater soap, and they sold them for $8 each. According to Darren Revelle, they sold out in seconds.
Yeah, one of those, as soon as they go live, they're gone.
Which is not shocking.
No. 5,000's not a lot for horny internet.
Exactly. So they made 40 G's, if my math is correct, right?
I would think so.
I don't know if there's an easier way to make 40 G's in a matter
probably
of seconds.
Probably not.
But maybe a sports bet?
Yeah.
Or something, maybe. You know? But now, so Revel said that they are now selling on the secondary market for over $250 each.
Sounds like Dr. Squatch got their pricing a little wrong.
Yeah, so they've created, well, you know, the whole thing of scarcity, the, you know, like,
sure,
drives up the price. But still, I mean, why did they not make 100,000 of those?
Or why did they not charge way more for the limited edition 5,000 bars?
Right. Or make
the demand is clearly there if you're going to sell out in seconds, and the demand from a quantity standpoint, and it's there from a value standpoint because people are buying it on a secondary market for much, much, much more money.
Well, don't you think that if she really wanted to, she could get rich off of, well, she probably already has a bunch of money, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
this could be it for her. This could be a reliable income stream.
Yes.
Yes.
And all you have to do is bathe.
It's kind of like it's a roundabout indirect OnlyFans kind of a thing. It's you're selling a personal connection to someone who you're aware of, and it's not porn, and it's not even like a sexual act, but it's like people who are horny want that connection.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
What a phenomenon.
You know, it really is.
I mean, I can't.
It really is. Never would have predicted.
I can't imagine the mental gymnastics involved in, well, I have to pay $250 for this bar of soap because this woman who's hot sat in this water once and they used some of that water for the soap. That's insane.
Yeah, it's one thing to pay $8 for it.
Yeah.
It's another to pay over, and I think he said like
$8
some people
bucks, it's
were,
a gimmick. It's a bit. It's like, hey, I got the Sydney Sweeney soap. $250, you have some explaining to do.
Well, he said some people were paying over $400.
Jeez.
For that.
And now do they think that's a collector's item, or do they just want to use it on their...
Good question. My brain goes to the fact that they're a creepo pervo.
So does that mean they want it to last? Do they just like smell it at night, or like, or are they using it?
I think they use it and bad things happen.
And then you got to go get another $250 or $400 bar?
No. Man, I would so do that if people were requesting that of me.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm all over that.
Gwyneth Paltrow kind of went down that road, right? With like, here's a candle that smells like my vagina, or whatever
she was doing. Goop.
Yeah.
She did the whole goop thing. Yeah, no, it's true. Like, that's
Sydney
what I'm saying.
Sydney Sweeney should just be selling her essence.
Yes. That's right. She could make
whatever
a
way
mint
she can
off of it. Gwyneth, you're right. She wouldn't be the first. Gwyneth Paltrow's made a mint off of it. And I think she shut goop down.
And she's not nearly as popular as Sydney Sweeney, at least with the young horny dudes.
Well.
Gwyneth Paltrow? No way.
I think at one time she was.
I think one time she was. At the time she started selling goop, I don't think she's bigger than Sydney Sweeney is now, as far as, she's a bigger actress, bigger name, but I don't think Horny Dude was in love with Gwyneth Paltrow the way that they are with Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah. Well, if goop were still around, maybe Gwyneth Paltrow would put Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap in her
Bring her in as
collection.
A partner.
If you were rich, would you join this club? That's next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.